Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another Patreon space. It's me. It's Madeline, in case you couldn't tell from the timbre of my voice, from the sound of my voice. Yes, you know that it is Madeline. I wish that we had more to talk about, but unfortunately, not unfortunately for Taylor, just unfortunately for the Patreon space, but fortunately, Taylor has been kind of like not so much like going out, not really doing a lot, which is good for her because I think she really deserves a little bit of time for herself. And plus, a lot of the things that have been going on in relation to Taylor are not things that I would love to discuss on a Patreon space. They're not smiley, they're not happy, they're unfortunately horrible things. So we won't get into any of that stuff because we're gonna keep it light and fun, hopefully. Right now, as I'm recording this, she's in the middle of her first opening show at Wembley. And it's actually not the opening show at Wembley. I was at the opening show at Wembley, and I'm feeling a little bit bitter about it. I'm feeling a little bit jealous. Most of my timeline is at Eras. It's not even really about Eras. It's about London. I need to go back so bad, and it's not even funny. I would give anything to be there. I like it there. I think it's a happy place. Everybody was so nice to me, and I'm sure that they were on company behavior because I would always be on company behavior when I was working customer service, and somebody from another place would come in, somebody with an accent, somebody with who didn't speak the same language. I was always on company behavior because I wanted them to feel like, oh, Americans are nice and America's a nice place to come and visit and like have fun. I really wanted everybody to think that. And I'm sure it was the same for many people in London when we visited, because everybody was super nice to us, which I expected everybody to be like, ugh, Americans. But most people were like, we even had somebody, the waiter that we had when we got tacos, he was like, oh my God, I've never heard an accent like yours in person. And we were like, we didn't expect it at all. We thought that they would be so irritated by having to talk to Americans all the time. But I guess maybe not. I guess maybe not. Maybe not. I feel like maybe a lot of Americans who can afford to go to Europe aren't generally going to the kind of places that we were going to, which is like places for the people. I feel like we were going to a lot of local places. I feel like we were not just like doing the hoity-toity tourist trap places. We were going to like some real places. We really loved going to like the grungiest pubs imaginable and doing that. So I think that's probably why we encountered some people who have really never met Americans before. So that was fun. Yeah, I'm really, really jealous of everybody that's in London. It seems like everybody is. And honestly, I'm not jealous of people who are going to London for Eras necessarily, because I want to go to London and like be in London. I don't want to go to London and have to deal with Eras. It's too much work. I just want to go to London and go to the pub and get fucking wasted and just kind of like rock. You know, I don't want to have to be like, what am I wearing? You know, I don't want to be like, I have to do my 13. I just want to go to London and have my drink. But on the other side of the equation, yeah, I am kind of jealous about Eras. But to tell you the truth, I've kind of like reached a total place of zen and peace about Eras. Well, the thing about me is that before this, I could only ever go to one show on every tour. She doesn't come anywhere near me, so I can't just be like, okay, I'm going to 10 shows. Like, that's never going to happen because it was just, like, way too expensive. I couldn't even go to 2 generally, or 3. So this was the first time I ever got to more than one. So for me, the fact that I got to go 5, like, I got to go 5 times, which doesn't even feel real, and it's, like, saying that number out loud, 5, feels so, like, greedy and big to me. It's big and greedy. So I just really feel like I saw Eras more than many people can say that they saw Eras. So I have absolutely nothing to say about that anymore. Would I be sad if I was in London and I wasn't at Eras? I think I'd have to go to one. I think in order to like keep the FOMO at bay, I'd have to go once. Just one time so that I can be like, okay, I went for a 6th time. You've gotten enough. Now let's do other shit because we're in fucking London. There are people who go to London and they just try to go to all 5 Eras Tour shows. It's like, you're not even going to do anything else. You flew all the way from bumfuck Missouri or wherever you're from. And you're not even gonna, like, go to the pub? You're gonna go to the Black Dog, I know that. But that's the kind of, you're gonna, like, stay in a hostel a hostel with like five girls and eat McDonald's because you spent all your money on Eras Tour tickets. Unfortunately, I have to tell you my truth. Can I speak to you guys woman to woman for just a second? There are more important things to me than seeing Taylor Swift live, especially when I've already done it. There are more important things to me, and travel is one of them. I couldn't imagine, like, when we decided that we were going to go to London for Eras and we were going to do the live show, I was like, I have to go for at least 2 weeks because I have to be able to, like, not be doing anything else other than being a tourist and traveling. And I'm so happy I did it that way. I spent exponentially more money doing it that way, but that's what I like to spend my money on. Otherwise, I save a lot of money. I don't really spend money. I'm always, like, saving money for the next trip that I'm going to take, so yeah, that's just kind of like my mindset about that, which I don't mean for it to sound judgmental. If the most important thing in the world to you is going to see Taylor as much as you possibly can, then I totally understand. And that's your journey. I'm just saying that, like, for me, probably the most important thing in the world to me is traveling in terms of, like, spending my money. Like, what am I going to spend my money on? So that's just, like, some perspective. Whenever I start feeling like, I really wish I was at Eras, I just kind of remind myself of, like, you have other things that you want to spend money on, and you've already been five times. Just big and greedy. Nonetheless, she is doing her, as we speak, she's doing Wembley, and I think she just did the surprise songs, so I thought it would be fun to react to the surprise songs. So let's see what she played. She played five songs. Go to T-Swift NZ. Oh, Ed Sheeran came out. Oh. I say as if I'm not, like, nine times out of ten, like, I don't really like him that much. But why did we get Gracie fucking Abrams? It's so not fair. Wine. Oh, my gosh. This is so unfair. You know what's really unfair? You know what? The cure for envy is gratitude. You know what's really not fair is the fans in Vienna who had their fucking shows canceled. Let's get some perspective, Madeline. Holy shit. Perspective. Thank you. The cure for envy is gratitude. And boy, I am gracious that my shows didn't get canceled. So one needs to have a reality check. But that is so... I would really love to see Taylor in it. I'm being moved to tears. I'm being moved to tears. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you guys. Okay. That's amazing. So Taylor and Ed performed a mashup of Everything Has Changed, Endgame, and Thinking Out Loud. They did Endgame? It's not fair. It's not fair. Oh, that's incredible, really. That's a really good... That's amazing. I'm silent. That should have been me. I'm silent. Wow. They did Endgame. I'm so jealous. You know what? Here's the thing about Ed Sheeran. Can I share this with you? I'm having, like, a really emotional... I'm sorry. I'm having, like, such a horrible week. I'm having a strong emotional reaction to Ed Sheeran on the Eras Tour. I'm so sorry. I just, you know, just, like, thinking back about, like, when they first met and... It's like how long ago that was and like how young they were. It's about friendship. It's about, I don't know. Just sometimes I feel like there's not a ton of people in the industry that Taylor knows that Chica always trusts. And I just feel like, I know that he's like a clown, but he's like a nice person. He's like a decent human being. Other than he recently got pictured with Johnny Depp and he should fuck himself, but that's neither here nor there. He's like, I don't know, it just makes me happy, that's all. It just, like, makes me think about time and people and, like, friendship. That's just, I really wish I could have been there. That's all. Oh, I'm so upset. upset that this is happening on microphone. I don't think this is all just about Ed Sheeran on the Eras Tour. But you know what? It's too good to not post, so I'm sure you'll be hearing this anyway. But that, I would have... He's not my number one choice of a first of a guest, but I just think it's really special that he was there and that they performed that particular mashup. That's all. I don't think I can keep talking about it. Oh, then she played King of My Heart and The Alchemy. Okay. Well, that's a good one, right? That's a good one, right? I mean, I could have done without that. I just can't believe Ed Sheeran came out. I'll have to watch a video of the reaction of when he came out. Oh, I'm really disappointed. I mean, I'm really happy for everybody there. Because, you know, for a second, they were scared that it was going to be canceled. So, I'm very jealous, and I'm disappointed that I got Gracie Abrams and they got Ed Sheeran. Yeah, I'd rather have Ed Sheeran over Gracie Abrams any fucking day. Sorry, he has hits. Sorry, he has hits. Most notably, Endgame. Most notably, I mean, I'm there. I know the words to Thinking Out Loud. Baby, I know that when it's time to go down the stairs. Yeah, I know the words. Baby, you and me will be loving each other till we're 70. Yes, we found love right where we are. Ba-da-da. Yeah, I know the words. I'd be singing along. I'm so sorry that you had to hear my mental breakdown. Again, it's a little whiny bitch whining and complaining. Because, Kim, there's people that are dying. Absolutely, there's people that are dying. So I apologize for that if anybody feels judgmental about my immediate bursting into tears. I apologize for that. It's unscripted. What do you want me to say? It's unscripted.